The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, the Texans make another splash in free agency. Plus, one-on-one with wide receivers coach Stan Hixon. All that, Baylor Pro Day, Jeff Van Gundy, and more. Coming up right now on Texans 360. A very good evening to you. Welcome into Texans 360. My name's Drew Doherty, and we're on the road yet again this spring in Waco, Texas. It was the Baylor Pro Day on Wednesday, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But earlier this week, the Texans make a big splash, and it's really more like a cannonball when they sign a pair of free agents. Vince Wilfork, nose tackle from the New England Patriots, as well as Cecil Shorts III, a wide receiver out of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And joining me now to talk about that and much more, John Harris, my good friend, Texans insider. It's fun to be here in Waco, isn't it?
It is fun to be in Waco. You know I love pro days. This is what I do. But it has been a great week for the Houston Texans. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of activity. That's been fun to watch.
Yeah, let's talk about the signings. Vince Wilfork, I say nose tackle, and that's what he's primarily going to play, but he can play all over the line. What does this do for the confidence of the defense and really for the quality of the defense moving forward?
Well, absolutely. You talk about versatility. He can play up and down the line from tackle to tackle, and there are even times where he was a wide five rushing a quarterback in a three-man set. So it's pretty fun to see what Romeo Crennel is going to be able to do. But I can only imagine what Brian Cushing and the inside linebackers were doing when they heard that Vince Wilfork was coming, because now they're going to be protected. And they were protected by Ryan Pickett last year, and I think you saw linebacker play get better when that happened. And you're really going to see that, I think, now with Vince Wilfork, a guy that I think has still got a couple of really good years left in him.
And very quietly, Shorts III was signed as well. He's going to help this offense out too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in Jacksonville, it was just time for a change for him. He had dealt with Blaine Gabbert and Chad Henne and then a rookie quarterback. Although Blake Bortles has a future, he's still a rookie quarterback. The one thing I noticed about Cecil, and I went back and watched the game against the Texans, he's so quick getting on a defensive back. He forces defensive backs into making a decision, and I think that's really going to help, because you see that speed and explosiveness that you want to see in a receiver opposite DeAndre Hopkins. So I'm pretty excited about the Cecil Short signing, whether he plays inside or outside. He didn't play inside a lot, but I could see him doing that if the Texans ask him to do it. So I like the versatility, got to hang on to the ball, but when he does, boy, something good can happen.
Shorts and Wilfork, the newest Texans, another new Texan, Brian Hoyer. We got a chance to catch up recently with the newly signed quarterback. The newest Houston Texan is Brian Hoyer. First of all, welcome to the team. Welcome to the city. What was this day like, and why'd you make the decision to come here?
Yeah, it was, you know, exciting day. It's something that, you know, this is the first time being able to go through the free agency process. So, you know, I did my due diligence, came down, you know, visited, you know, not only with the football staff, but also to see this, you know, the city, what it has to offer. And my wife and I are excited. You know, it was a full day. I had to get a physical, do some meetings, sign a contract. And, you know, so it's been a whirlwind, but I'm definitely excited to be here.
We'll have to make sure you get a rodeo visit in there too. But one big positive about this, you know this offense and you've seen what it can do. How energizing is that for you?
Yeah, it's refreshing, especially, you know, going through this process. I knew, depending on where I went, I'd be going to another system. It would have been my fifth or sixth offense in about 3 years. So to come back to an offense that I'm familiar with, you know, it kind of takes a little bit of the guesswork out of it.
And how much did that marinating in the offense when you were younger under Bill O'Brien help out with what you might be able to do in the future?
Yeah, I think, you know, my years with Coach O'Brien and with the Patriots really, you know, they've gotten me to the point where I am now. And now it's about going out and getting better and helping this team in whatever way I can.
How does he seem different to you? Well, since the last time you saw him?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's the head coach now, so it's a little bit different. But he's still, you know, passionate, fiery, you know, expects a lot out of you and is going to, you know, he's not going to sugarcoat anything. And that's the one thing I've always loved about him is he tells you, you know, how it is and then says, look, this is what you got to do. And you just go out and do it. And that's you know, that's my job.
We joked about it on the radio with you a bit, but you don't have to go against J.J. Watt. You don't have to go against his defense. What have you seen on the other side of the ball? What do you remember about your time playing against him last November?
Yeah, just tough. I mean, it was a long day for us that day, you know, and I just remember J.J. being everywhere. I remember getting hit by Cushing, you know, Swearinger back there in the backfield, Jonathan Joseph, Kareem Jackson. I mean, a lot of great players over there. So now I'm looking forward to getting a chance to work with the guys on the other side of the ball.
I just remembered that hit by Brian Cushing, and I feel like a real jerk for asking that question. So let's just end this interview. Welcome to Houston. We can't wait to see you out there, and thanks a lot, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Good stuff there from Brian Hoyer. Looking forward to seeing him and the rest of the new Texans hit the practice field a little bit later this spring during OTAs. Hey, we got to get to the Houston Texans cheerleaders a little bit later, as well as new safety Raheem Moore. But first, let's check out the top five videos of the week from HoustonTexans.com. Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. At number five, this week's edition of Dear Drew. Coming in at number four, behind the scenes at the Houston Texans cheerleader calendar shoot. Number three is none other than the Raheem Moore highlight reel. At number two, keeping in line with the theme, a Cecil Shorts III highlight reel. And your number one video of the week, Vince Wilfork sharing his number one goal for the Texans. To watch these videos and more, go to HoustonTexans.com.